Let's continue, Nikias. We were talking about Nikias' monetary inyonim. Specifically, what we said yesterday was very deep, was that the lack of honesty comes from the need to want someone else's stuff. Okay? So he says, Reina v'inyan ha'ina. The easy way the person could fall into the concept of ayna. Ayna is overcharging. You're not allowed to overcharge by 16% or more. So you say, well, what's the big deal? I'm a good businessman. I convince the guy the price. He buys it. Done.
Especially if it's real estate.
Real estate could be as an exception,
It
actually.
is an example.
Because there is more room to play around. But you know, business is business. And I'm gonna be aggressive. You don't want to do business, you don't do business with me. It's a free world. But like, so it's very easy for a person to get carried away with this. The Omer Zal, I feel the Rambam is a goy usher. You're not allowed to fool people. Don't if you're selling a car, don't start polishing it all up to cover up, rusty spots. So you start painting over it, so the person doesn't see. You're not really fixing the problem. You're just covering it over. Don't sell old fruits and make the top layer with fresh fruit, and then they think they're buying a basket of fresh fruit. It's not fair. But okay, and different examples. This is anybody that does these things is called an oval. It's called dishonest. Sonoi mishuka. Those are not good titles. If you steal even a shara pruta, it's like noitel's nafshay. It's like you're taking the person's very essence. That is, you see from here, the chaymer ha'avin, the tremendous chumrah, serious and stringent strictness, stringency of this aveira.
Because all these averes he was talking about, it's under Nikias, but really there it's really basic. It's basic how the guess of, you know.
Right. I think they're trying to bring out where does the I don't think people think it's basic as though.
Right, but it's not even like what we were referring to. He is like the show was saying, he is like the underlying attitudes or feelings towards this.
Well, it's very borderline here. I mean, well, you're
If somebody makes a used car look like it's better than it is, it's.
I hear you're saying that. The Torah demands of us to be honest. Well, this is not levels of honesty. You're flat out stealing.
No, I'm saying the examples that
He
he's
says
giving
Trevor's
now.
good.
I think in the beginning, I don't remember that,
In the
but we're
beginning, he's giving
talking
a
more
lot
about
more.
like the underlying premise
Yes.
of why somebody will feel that you want somebody else's. Less to be lucky or gezel, so even if you're basic, you're pretty good.
Well, let's see how he goes into the next paragraph. I'm talking about it. You see that? He over here is going to address a little bit of his questions. And the Imtaymar, blah, blah, blah. If let's say you say in your heart, what do you want from my life? I shouldn't do hishtadlus on my business? I'm a good talker. Look, I'm just talking it through, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just talking it through. Look, Godo, yes, madam. No, it really depends. If you want to show the people the actual milas of the item or its chisronos, that's more than More than correct. No problem. But if you're here to cover over the mumim,
Defects.
the defects, so if you're trying to bring out what's good about it for real, fine. But if you're coming to cover over defects, that becomes an issue. I'm not even talking about me weights and measurements, because that's like you said, a mefarish apostle. And it brings all sorts of halachas about that. And then he brings the concept of ribbis. Okay? There are so many ways that one can mess up, and so many ways that one could steal and do things that is over the line when it comes to other people's money. To be completely clean from it, he needs to be really, really on top of his game. If he can overcome that, that's a big madrega. You'll have people that are big Hasidim and a lot of things, right? But when it comes to this, they cannot come to it because there's still something gnawing at them. It's so true, this thing. And for some reason, we have a hard time with this. As they say, the fine line between being honest and being stupid, or whatever. Or something like that. How does that line go? Well, I just made it up. But there's a fine line, like people say, between being honest and being naive. Like, I'll be honest, but there's also a point where, like, come on. Guy should figure it out himself, right? So, this is what he's saying with that. I think what he is just saying over here is that what's really drawing the person, what's really pushing the person, is not because he likes to lie, okay? It's not like he's this taiva to lie. That's not the taiva here. The lying is the justification. What's pushing him is the underlying. The fact that he wants the other guy's money is that he doesn't have a emunah that Hashem will give him his own money. And therefore, he starts covering over, and that's the story of Nikias. So just for review for a minute. Remember the way we started this concept is that Zerizus and Zahirus, let's see if it fits into our build-up, our concept. Zerizus and Zahirus are how you behave. Zahirus means you're calculated. You're calculating whether everything fits into your mission, whether you're focused on your mission. Zrizus is making sure that everything that you're doing with your full focus, and you're entirely acting in accordance with your concept, with your mission. It's all about what you're doing. And Nikias is a step further. Nikias is not about what you're doing, but rather what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Are you feeling, are you constantly battling and overcoming? Or have you come to a point where you actually, in your heart, feel to do the right thing? And that really fits into this. That's what exactly what he's saying. Is that it could be I would never steal, I would never do, I would never whatever. But ultimately I still want to, I still feel like it's good money. I don't leave money on the table. I want to have it, I want to get the money, and I'm working hard to get it, so why not? And that's really the concept of Nikias, is to clean oneself from those possible hashkafas. Okay.
Still hard. How do you get out of it? Doing resisting and the heroes. Those one in the world.
And so how do you get out of it?
Identified, yeah, it's a problem. It's an underlying issue. I like everyone else's money. Yeah,
I think though, the more you conquer it, the more you become aware of it. the less interested you are in it. I think you become less interested eventually. You become much more satisfied with your own lot, with your own portion.
Slowly.
Huh?
Slowly over the course of the right days.
Yeah. That's just the way it is. I've spoken till now. Mitzvah achas min ha-mitzvos, u'mifratich. Now, the same way I use this as an example, I use Gezel as a very primary, simple, straightforward example of how to apply Nikius. Very great, a great example. This, now I'm going to go through all the mitzvahs in the Torah with this. So he's, that's why I said, then buckle up, because this is a long chapter, because it goes through many, many, many different mitzvahs and explaining how you could become a Naki in all of those. So the next one he talks about is in the Nunim of Arayos. Okay? Anything to do with Arayos. So let's discuss. The second thing which draws people is Arayos, is the type of for Nashim. The Marazal, Ruba Megezel, Mutam Barayos. Now, someone who wants to be Naki from this, Gam Loy Titztarech Melacha Loy Mu'etzas. A person will have to work very hard for this. So, this is also the same thing. A person can have Zerizos and Nekiyos and think to themselves, well, doing this and being involved in that, etc., is not good for me. It's not the right thing to do, and et cetera, right? Okay. But Lemaisi still wants it, still interests him.
It's a level. I mean, if you want it and you desire it,
And you
and
still avoid it, it's pretty high.
yes,
Yeah.
think that's even higher than not wanting it. And
Well, see, this is a question about the whole Nikias. What you're raising now is a question on the whole Nikias. Who said that Nikias is higher? Maybe it's higher to be in the battlefield. Who said it's higher to be outside the battlefield?
yeah, I don't think it's even a question.
Right? But then why is Nikias considered a higher level?
You go past the Burger King, and the smell is just your mouth waters, your eyes water, you reflect. It's different than a guy who goes by and he smells it and he gets nauseous.
Yeah. But
It grew up under.
well, also the concept of Tavis Nashim is to get past, it's very money is one thing. You can convince yourself money is chemda. It comes from an emotion. It's not a physical desire. It's an emotional desire. It's a desire for power. Money represents power, represents covet, it represents a lot of things. So you can convince yourself that you don't need those things. So Nikias on that is one thing. But this is a natural desire. It's a physical desire. So getting to Nikias in that, I don't know, it's a whole different thing. We'll have to see how that's expected of a person. Like you're saying, I would think that Zerizus and Zahiris on that would already be a pre-highlight. So I guess we'll go further and figure it out.
Do you have